I guess it depends what you want to do in the next step. Then that could help me figure out how to answer this question best. Because a criminology degree is very, very useful, and you can take and you can further it either in taking another degree or, you know, like pursue law or pursue policing or pursue, there's so many avenues with criminology. I wouldn't say it would close any doors. I'm hoping that you took criminology because you're really interested in it. And if you are, that passion will show. And any job interview you go to, you can, there's so many skill sets that criminology can provide, and the department in which you've learned can provide you with career sets. And the skills that you have. I know that sometimes a lot of departments have lists of, I know the Faculty of Liberal Arts did, this is what a sociology degree can give you. These are the skill sets you should come out with having. And that I found really useful. I'm sure the criminology department has something like that. If not, you can check out the Law Society department. I'm sure they have a list, something like that. And in terms of what it blocks you from, it depends. I mean, if you find that you want to do something and you find it very limiting, then maybe take other courses. And, you know, I know, the criminology department, like any other department, has, you can take electives. So if you find that, you know, you really want to do criminology, but you just want to see what's out there, take an elective in something different. You know, take it in arts, take it in biology, take it in anything that you find really interesting that you feel that you're missing, just to cover the bases. But I would highly recommend that, you know, you people, when they take a degree or they're going through a program, to sit down and reflect and say, what do I really want to do with this? I'm taking this for a reason. And just put a lot of reflection into it, not because you think, you know, I get asked this question so many times, you know, people think, oh, to go to law school, I'm going to take the law, society, and criminology undergrad. If I'm going to go to medical school, I'm just going to do biology and chemistry. And that's great if you're interested in it, but that's not going to open those doors necessarily for you just magically, you know? And some students get disappointed if, you know, it didn't jive for them and they didn't get in, they think, where do I go to now? So always having that plan B, and that's the great thing about an interdisciplinary, you know, study approach. You know, you're interested in this and this, and it opens so many doors for you, and you don't have to only be, you know, set on one thing. And if you really want that thing, then get help into getting there. Does that answer your question? I would love to know what you want to do next. That would really help me, but.
Sure, I want to do next, that's what I'm asking.
Have you seen the,
yeah,
the department?
So something I mentioned before that I'll touch on again, I'm guilty of it myself before joining the job, was you get into this mindset, especially if you spend 3-4 years doing your honors degree or just a regular undergrad, that because of what you're studying, you have to channel your career choices to that degree, which is, it's a load of BS. Your degree should be opening doors for you, not closing them. So you can study criminology. If you don't want to work in that field, so what? It's not so much the particulars, the specifics you learn in the program. It's going to be, you know, your writing skills, you know, how your thinking skills, your abilities that you learn in the program, not just, you know, what you learned on, you know, Wednesday, January 25th at 6 p.m. and, you know, the question that's going to be on the exam. It's everything in its totality. So being in school, like I'm thinking back to when I was in my undergrad, you know, you do have a bit of a tunnel vision in this sort of, I have to cater whatever I do after I'm done to my degree, where it should be the other way around.
I think what you have a degree in criminology, or you're going to have one that's very applicable to any profession that we represent here in front of you. But I think Elizabeth, I'll echo her comment. You have to have, if we knew your goal, and I don't think, maybe you're not ready to establish a goal, but when you do establish a goal, you'll be better positioned, and people will be better able to identify for you, or you will be able to identify exactly what kind of training will help you get to that goal. So, you know, criminology degree, that's fine. It'll get you, you know, it gets you headed in the right direction in any of these careers. But when you establish a goal, and maybe you're just in the process of feeling that out, you'll be better placed, and somebody else might be better placed to advise you on the exact training you need.
I think as a recent graduate with a criminology degree, I don't by any means see that there's a limitation to what you can do. Like I think everyone here has said, it opens many more doors. I think it's a matter of kind of figuring out what you want to do. And this speaks to kind of your life experiences and building these life skills that we've all talked about. And this kind of will gear you towards what you like best, right? Because, I mean, I think the focus is we get into school is you got to get out, get your thing. You know, your parents are telling, oh, we're paying all this money, or you're paying the money, and I got to get out, I got to make money, right? And that becomes the drive and that becomes the focus. But, you know, by going out, volunteering, becoming involved in clubs, student governance at school, and just making yourself available, it gives you so much more because, you know, at the end of the day, you're selling yourself, right? So when you want to get that job, it's what do I have to offer? What can I bring to the table? And I mean, your criminology degree is one of those things, right? And I mean, it's not the end of it, right? So, you know, take that as the first step and then use your time now to build everything else, you know, build your portfolio, your box of tools, everyone has always told me, right? So you got to get everything else with that so that it helps you to get to where you want to be, right? So I think that's the most important thing to think about because, you know, you start here and it's the long term. I think Chiefs mentioned this is the future goals, right? The future and just kind of building the bridge to get there, right? You don't just start here and then at the end of the day, you're going to end there, right? You might start off, you know, like at Celestica and with your business degree and then you end up in policing, right? It's always things change, right? So you got to try it and see what fits and works, what works best for all of you guys, right? This is just the beginning.
And I will mention again, you always have the resource of the Career Center with these types of consultations. So if anyone is up in the air and has no idea what they're going to do after they graduate, it's a really good time now to speak with an advisor. And this is exactly what they'll do, is sit down with you and talk about your interests, your strengths, what you're hoping to do, and how you can hone in on that. And there's even a workshop entitled "What Can I Do with My Degree?" Right, self-explanatory. So there is the help there, and we can always talk about that afterwards. But again, it's not your degree shouldn't be a silo, right? It's supposed to open up a whole world for you, and it's teaching you how to think and teaching you how to analyze. And the content is so minimal. I mean, I barely remember anything I learned in my undergrad, but I know how to think. I know how to interpret information and analyze it, and think for myself and make decisions for myself. So I think that's what you take away and can apply to anything that you decide on doing later on.